to Zelensky's speech last week. And this is cut to Marsha Blackburn with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. Here it is.
Are we giving all that we could to Ukraine to help support this war? And what do you want to see President Biden do at this upcoming emergency meeting, this NATO meeting on Thursday?
My hope is that President Biden will realize that if the U.S. does not stand up and defend freedom and freedom fighters, that nobody else on the face of the earth is going to be there to take that lead. And it's important that he does that. I think it's also important that he talk about the war crimes that are being carried out against the Ukrainian people, children, elderly, men and women that are just being murdered in those streets, and that he will push to get what Ukraine needs to protect itself and have our NATO partners challenge them. I thought Zelensky's speech was very effective. He did lay out his needs and equated that to having a dream. He did build empathy for the Ukrainian people and the team around him. Tying back to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor as times that we have faced such aggression. And then he challenged President Biden to be the leader of the free world and the leader of peace. And President Biden should pick up that challenge and go to NATO and say, it is imperative that we push back against Russia, push back against these war crimes, the artillery they're using. You've just reported the hypersonics. And to make certain that the Ukrainian army has what it needs to protect itself. We know Xi Jinping is watching this very closely, Maria, and we need to be standing with Taiwan. We ought to be selling to Taiwan right now, just like I had recommended to the White House last fall. Sanctions, keep the sanctions on Nord Stream and sell Ukraine what they need to protect themselves.
Marsha Blackburn, she's one of my favorites. She is a senator from Tennessee. I knew her when she was a House member, and I was working there. I interviewed her all the time. Really, really nice lady. I was on with Maria Bartiromo earlier. Coming up, Victor Jakes. I'm going to try and stump the columnist. You know, this is one of those deals where every so often I like to try and stump the columnist. There are now 16 candidates for governor on the Republican side, which is astounding. 16. How are we supposed to know any of them? I work in this business, and I know about 6 or 8 of them. But the others I've never heard of. How are we supposed to function as voters? Well, we'll talk about that, because Friday was the filing deadline, and there were 16 Republicans, and that doesn't count Michelle Fiore, who switched races, who went from the governor's race to the treasurer's race. It's just astounding that. And by the way, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, when I started saying there will be a line around the block to run against Steve Sisolak, I had no idea it would end up being like this. That it would end up being 16 candidates. How is the electorate supposed to know any of these people? Sure, you know the front runners. But how do you know the rest? That is an issue we'll take up coming up in just a couple minutes. And don't forget, $2.50, we'll be giving away a $50 gas card, our way of saying thanks for listening, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, I just checked our version of the eye in the sky, the traffic cams looking over the freeways here throughout southern Nevada. And I see a little congestion on that transition lane. Those or emerging from Interstate 15 northbound, making their way over to 215 eastbound towards the Henderson area. Also, You're pretty much up to full speed as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. That's mainly between Owens and Sunset. Through there, you're averaging about 60. And remember, those lane restrictions continue through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's on the 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The UNLV women's basketball team had their season come to an end on Saturday in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. They lose to Arizona 72-67. The UNLV baseball team, they are now 6-0 in league play after an 8-5 win against Air Force on Sunday. They sweep the series from the Falcons. They have a non-league game against UC Riverside coming up on Tuesday. And the Raiders have signed running back Amir Abdullah. He was with the Panthers last year, originally a second-round pick in 2015. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
When it matters, companies need more than just a delivery service. Cintas delivers full service and the reliability that comes with having a dedicated Cintas service rep who understands your business, which means they deliver confidence and peace of mind, too. For uniforms, cleaning essentials, mats, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, discover the personal attention you get with Cintas.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did the Golden Knights do relative to the trading deadline in the NHL? A lot of teams active. My St. Louis Blues were active. But it doesn't look like the Golden Knights did anything. We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. And don't forget, coming up, 2:50, 10 till 3, I'm going to give away a $50 gas card. Our way of saying thanks for listening. I had a chance to visit early with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We were talking at length Friday and over the weekend about how 16 people on the Republican side are running for governor. 16 people. And I asked Victor Jakes, I said, who the heck are they?
No one's going to know. So, you know, I think some people, for some reason, like to see their name on the ballot, and I'd like to be able to say, oh, they're running for governor. You know, I think it's really a five-man race. And, I mean, really, Lombardo is you know, by far the most likely to win. But you know, I think Gilbert's going to have a decent showing. I think Mayor John Lee has a chance to pop. Senator Heller obviously has some, you know, kind of a rump of support from his previous times in office. And, you know, Nora has a lot of money. I haven't seen it translate anything so far, but, you know, with that much money, you kind of got to include him in the mix. So I think it's those five are the ones who should be taken seriously.
Now, there are some in the political class that are saying a large field favors Lombardo, and that if there had been less people, if there had been five or six people running, that it might be a different story. What say you? Does the large field hurt or help Joe Lombardo?
Well, I think the large field is the five. You know, I don't think the people who no one knows matter. Obviously they matter as people. They don't matter in terms of the outcome on the race. But if it had just been Lombardo versus someone, or Lombardo versus maybe two people, I think he'd have a much harder time winning. But, you know, basically he's kind of, you know, running in the moderate lane. His big pitch is electability, which I think is a fair pitch. And, you know, he doesn't really have any competition for that. And you've got kind of people on the other side kind of out competing themselves to be a conservative. And, you know, you just, you know, even if that's 2/3 of the party, if they're getting split 3 or 4 ways, Lombardo, you know, and then plus Lombardo's money advantage, Lombardo is still the clear favorite.
Let me ask you, if you're Amber Whitley, and you're running for governor on the Republican ticket, how do you get people to notice you? I mean, from a political standpoint, how do any of these unknowns get known?
Well, they don't run for governor. They run for the assembly.
But they're in. They're in.
Well, it's just a mistake, and it's such a sad thing, you know, for people. And a lot of these people are good people. They would be really good candidates in another office, but they just, you know, they want to jump to the top, and you don't get known. I mean, the only reason that Guy Nora has a chance is because he's worth several $100 million. But otherwise, he would be in the same boat as whoever you just said, that no one knows about them. So, I mean, you need name ID, you need money, and those two things are connected. And past experience, running for public office or being a celebrity, it is helpful too. But these also Rams just they are not going to be a factor, and it's just a mistake. I mean, it's just maybe they're in it for some other reason, but in terms of winning the race, it's a mistake to even be in the race.
I know Michael McDonald told me on this show that he thought there were going to be plant or plants, and he said he couldn't prove it, but that he really honestly thought that maybe the Democrats were doing some dirty trick stuff here. Is this potentially a dirty trick?
No, I just don't think these you know, people are able to, you know, Lombardo will be on TV a ton. You know, presumably Mayor Lee will have enough money to keep his ads going. I assume Nora is going to flood the airwaves. People are going to be able to scan through a list of 15 people and find the candidate they care about. I don't think, I mean, you could have a list of 30 people and it wouldn't matter. I mean, you remember the recall of Gray Davis, you know, there was like 30 people running and, you know, half the people found Arnold Schwarzenegger. The people are going to find the candidate they want to vote for. I don't think it's a dirty trick. You know, you'd be much better off if you wanted to pull a dirty trick. You'd be much better off putting someone in kind of a lesser known race where, you know, you really might have a chance to sneak someone through because voters aren't paying much attention to it. But I don't think the governor's race is that situation.
Let me just see if I can stump the columnist, Edward O'Brien. Who is Edward O'Brien? Do you know who Edward O'Brien is?
Don't they have a Larry O'Brien trophy in the NBA or something?
No. Edward O'Brien.
Edward.
Does that name ring a bell?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
And you cover politics and you cover everything with your column, and you don't know him.
I don't know him. And no idea.
No, but that's what's so intriguing about this. Let me ask you, the other big news that came out of the Friday filing deadline was that, and we talked with her about this, Michelle Fiore moving to the treasurer's race. First of all, did that surprise you?
You know, it did surprise me. The day before she filed, I had texted her and asked when she was filing for governor, and she said, oh, I'll be up with the crew in Carson City tomorrow. And then, lo and behold, she filed for treasurer. So, obviously, keeping that one close to the vest. I mean, I think that was, just from a political perspective, just a pundit perspective, it was a good move. She wasn't gaining traction in the governor's race, and she was just going to get crushed there. And, you know, she has a good chance in the treasurer's race with her name ID. And given the what cycle it is, she'll have a good chance in if she makes it through to the general. But, you know, actually, I wouldn't sleep on Manny Cass. I know, he's not really well known, but I've heard really good things about him. He put forward a really impressive fundraising number. So I don't think she's going to have a cakewalk by any means.
Let me just ask you, what kind of race do you run for governor when you were running for governor, and now you're having to switch everything over to treasurer? How do you go about doing that? I mean, do the ads change?
Well, I don't think she was really running a lot of TV ads. I actually think it's a good move because the governor's race is a higher profile race, and so you're going to be in the news more running for governor. And then it just becomes a name ID war in a lot of senses for a race like that. And, you have higher name ID because you had been running for governor. So I don't think many people understand what the treasurer does. And so really just being a Republican in good standing with high name ID is probably your best bet to getting it. And so from that perspective, I think she actually, it was a good path. She looked at it, and I don't know if this was the plan from the start or not. I assume it wasn't, but even if it had been, it was a good plan because you boost your name ID, you get out there in front of people, and then you go to an office that's more winnable.
So there you have. That's the story right there. More winnable, I think is the proper term. And again, you get into a race to win it. Finishing, fifth isn't good enough. The only position that really matters is the number one position. And Michelle Fiore made the decision that she wanted to be in a race that was winnable. Can't say I blame her. Stay where you are. Did or did not the Golden Knights make a deal at the trading deadline? The trading deadline was noon Pacific, our time. And there are reports that we have made a trade with Anaheim involving Evgeny Dadonov. They said he was an underachieving player. That's the headline in the RJ. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It was a busy day though in the National Hockey League, and believe it or not, our former goaltender is going to be in the house tonight in Minnesota, but he'll be the backup goaltender because he got traded by the Chicago Blackhawks. That was a short stay. Whoa! We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech. And Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So all morning I was watching the NHL Network looking to see if the Golden Knights would make a trade, preferably for a goaltender. But as of 12 noon, which was the trading deadline, there is no trade. Now, there is a report. The RJ has been reporting that we traded Dadanov. An underachieving forward, I believe is what it said. And that somehow, some way, we traded him away. And no word what we got in return. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But you know what it's time for now? I am so excited. We've been talking about this for weeks of trying to do this, especially with the gas spike, the Biden gas spike. And what we're going to do right now is I'm going to give away a $50 gift card. A gas card. Yeah. And we're going to do this. We're going to do this the simplest way I know of. Simplest way I know of is we're going to give it away with caller number 3. Caller number 3 right now. 844. The number 2. Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. A lot of you have used that number to get on the air. But in this particular case, I'm going to give you an opportunity to win. Caller number 3. Uno, dos, tres. So we're going to do that right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And caller number 3 will be our winner. We'll make it that simple for you. A $50 gas card. Isn't that? I'm just so excited. I mean, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give it away all week long and maybe beyond. I don't know. Well, I'll check the prize closet and see what I can find. No, but that would be great. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. And that number is 844-263-8232. Yeah. Simply put, it's tough enough trying to just exist, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And then they throw the Biden gas spike in there, and it gets even worse. We're going to take a quick break, and then more. We'll talk about the NHL trading deadline and what it meant to the Golden Knights and why it was important to the Golden Knights. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. President Biden says we will have higher prices on fuel and everything else, including groceries, because of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Well, he is right and he is wrong. We will have higher prices on everything. But he is wrong about why. Why is because we are not energy independent. We are not energy independent because his administration has bowed down to the radical left wing of his party and done everything they could to cripple domestic energy production. If we were energy independent, we would not be affected by problems in the Ukraine or the Middle East or anywhere else. Not my monkey, not my circus. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Victor Kessler of Las Vegas. He just won a $50 gas card. And our way of saying thanks for listening. That was very, very cool. That was... I love giving stuff away. I really do. Oh, by the way, I want you to hear real quick And we're going to try and slip this in. This was Mitch McConnell. This is cut number six. Cut number six, previewing the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings. That in meetings with him and other Republicans, this is cut six, by the way, she refused to oppose court packing. That is